I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. World leaders eye rapidly rising tensions between Israel and its neighbors. In Syria, Israeli airstrikes put two major airports out of service a day before Iran's foreign minister was scheduled to visit. In Lebanon, Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says,
Hezbollah decided that it is a good time to launch rockets inside Israel. And now you have the Israeli army at the northern border, and they're shelling the southern part of Lebanon. All the schools closed. We see an exodus of people leaving the south to come towards Beirut.
Hezbollah and Israel began exchanging tit-for-tat fire after Hamas launched its bloody assault this weekend. Hamas and Hezbollah are both terrorist groups backed by Iran. Experts say an escalation between Israel and Hezbollah could call global allies on both sides into action. Pray for peace and ask God to give Nuna wisdom. And a new leader takes the helm at a spiritual freedom ministry based in the United States. Steve Vandermolen is now serving as the director of Set Free USA. As he transitioned into retirement, Steve began volunteering. It didn't take long for the leaders at Set Free to recognize their new volunteer's potential, and they asked him to join full-time.
After prayer and time alone with God, I felt called to the ministry here, and I'm excited to be a part of the team today.
Based in West Michigan, Set Free started in 1995. Nearly 30 years later, it's encountering some growing pains.
The demand for our services continues to increase, and so a big focus for me is to add more volunteers so that we can respond to the significant demand.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.